To the beat of cold, where the Drupal tales unfold. Here's the weekly news, stories fresh and bold. From modules, themes, and tech honey, we cruise. Welcome aboard to the Drupal weekly news. Hello, world.
Welcome to episode 6 of the Drupal weekly news, today on Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. It's not just any episode, it's our first step into the second handful of episodes, and we're just as thrilled as we are on day one. As we're getting closer to Easter, we hope you're hopping into some exciting Drupal developments with us. Later in the show, we'll have Devin Node giving us the scoop on the new module of the week. Stay tuned for that, and remember, all links to the sources of the different news we discuss can be found in the show notes. In a recent discussion on infrastructure innovation within Drupal, an article from red.theodoreb.net titled Theodore Nod, Biadala, Drupal Needs Infrastructure Innovation, highlights the potential for major improvements. Drupal, renowned for content management capabilities, faces challenges with hosting and maintenance costs. The article delves into how integrating FrankenPHP, a modern PHP app server written in Go, could revolutionize Drupal's infrastructure, making it cheaper and easier to host while boosting performance. This idea was inspired by Theodore Nod Biadala's insights from the Drupal Camp Ren 2024, marking a turning point for Drupal's scalability and efficiency. In the latest from Salsa Digital, Philippa Martin reports on a notable presentation at Drupal South 2024. Steve Worley, alongside Joseph Zhao from GovCMS, enlightened attendees on day two with their expertise in testing and securing government websites. Their talk, brimming with practical testing techniques and tools, aims to bolster the delivery of superior digital services by government agencies. On Monday, April 8, 2024, Gold.ms published an insightful piece on the evolving landscape of Drupal integrations, titled Golem's Gab, Innovative Methods of Integrating Drupal with Other Systems to Expand Your Website's Capabilities. This article dives into how businesses can enhance their websites by integrating Drupal with various technologies like AI, VR, AR, blockchain, and more. It stresses the importance of Drupal's scalability and versatility in today's rapidly changing digital scene. Furthermore, the article discusses common challenges in integration and provides cutting-edge solutions, ensuring that your business stays ahead in the competitive market. In a recent highlight from Drupal South 2024, Minghua presented a crucial talk on enhancing website security for Drupal developers and DevOps specialists. The session, reported on by Philippa Martin for Salsa Digital, delved into a defense-in-depth strategy alongside the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, cybersecurity framework. Kwa's insights provided an understanding of the NIST domains and outlined the necessary steps for compliance, focusing on 7 key layers crucial for Drupal security. This presentation from the event, which occurred on the second day, is a must-watch for professionals seeking to fortify their digital platforms. In a recent article by Kaleem Clarkson on Medium.com, titled Drupal Atlanta Medium Publication, How to Configure the SMTP Module in Drupal 10 with Gmail. Since Google removed Less Secure Apps, published on Wednesday, April 3, 2024, readers are guided through configuring SMTP settings in Drupal 10. This adjustment becomes necessary as Google shifts its policy on September 30, 2024, disallowing less secure app access, impacting how Drupal 10 websites send emails like password reset links. The piece outlines the necessary steps for Drupal 10 website administrators to adopt, ensuring continued email functionality through Gmail by leveraging app-specific passwords. Drupal Association recently announced the agenda for the 2024 DrupalCon Nonprofit Summit, set to offer a special rate for nonprofit staff and include a variety of sessions aimed at both technical and strategic development. Key highlights include a fireside chat on why nonprofits should use Drupal, sessions focused on audience engagement, web analytics, and managing major website rebuilds or migrations. This gathering promises networking opportunities and expert discussions, making it a must-attend event for those in the nonprofit sector involved with Drupal. In a recent blog post on Acquia.com titled Dreesnote Lille 2023, Recapping the Tale of Drupal by Sylvie Tsay, the captivating tale of Drupal's journey, as presented by Dries Buytaert at DrupalCon Lille, was shared. Dries enchanted the audience with stories from Drupal Village, reflecting on its challenges, quests, and the vision for an improved future. Noteworthy advancements include the upcoming project browser in Drupal 10.3 and a strong emphasis on fostering an open, accessible web. The narrative underscored Drupal's continuous commitment to evolving and adapting, ensuring the platform remains a beacon for building ambitious digital experiences. In a compelling closure to The Drop Times Inspiring Inclusion, celebrating the Women in Drupal series, Alka Elizabeth's article underscores the powerful contributions of women across the Drupal community. Launched to coincide with International Women's Day 2024, the campaign spotlighted the narratives of female Drupalers worldwide, emphasizing their roles as developers, project managers, and more, driving forward the technological and inclusive advancement of this open-source platform. Echoing the themes of diversity and inclusion, the series not only celebrated the achievements and challenges faced by these pioneering women, but also initiated in-depth discussions on the importance of representation within the tech community. It's evident through quotes and stories shared that the Drupal community is making strides toward a more inclusive environment, yet there's a collective acknowledgement of the journey ahead to ensure every voice is heard and valued. As we reflect on the series, it's a reminder of the crucial role diversity plays in fostering innovation and growth within Drupal and the broader tech industry. The Drop Times extends its gratitude towards all participants and encourages the continuation of such inclusive initiatives. Here's to more voices being amplified and to a Drupal community that thrives on the strength of its diversity. In exciting developments for the Drupal community, the performance testing framework Gander, integrated into Drupal core since version 10.2, has significantly enhanced Drupal's efficiency. A collaboration between the Google Chrome team and TagOne Consulting made this leap in performance possible, focusing on making sites both fast and sustainable. Notably, Gander identified a core performance issue that led to a simple yet impactful solution, speeding up the Drupal core test suite runtime by approximately 10%. This improvement not only reduces the waiting time for test results, but also boosts productivity overall. At the recently held DrupalCon Lille, artificial intelligence was a major topic of discussion, blending seamlessly with the open source platform, Drupal. Innovators and enthusiasts delved into the integration of AI in tools and services that many use daily, with Drupal itself showcasing developments such as DropSolid's live AI demo in the Drupal CMS. Among the highlights was ChatDriesPT, an AI video chatbot presented at the Acquia booth, designed to answer queries about Drupal 10. This convergence of AI and Drupal is shaping the future of digital experience platforms, offering enhanced personalization, automated content management, and more, as explored in various presentations. In a recent update from Salsa.digital, authored by Philippa Martin on April 5, 2024, the spotlight was on Gaurav Garg and Govind Kumar Malu's session at Drupal South 2024. Their talk, which occurred on day two of the event, provided an in-depth exploration of Drupal testing with Cypress and automation, equipping attendees with practical examples and strategies for executing tests, analyzing results, and ensuring synchronization between test suites and evolving Drupal applications. In a recent session at Drupal South 2024, Steve Worley highlighted the advantages of a static Drupal website, demonstrating how QuantCDN could enhance website security, performance, scalability, and sustainability. Published on Salsa.digital last Thursday, April 4, 2024, the presentation delved into various static options and their significant benefits for Drupal users. A key takeaway was the in-depth exploration of how these static solutions contribute to creating more efficient and environmentally friendly web experiences.
Hello, I'm Poddy Views, your guide through the digital audio realm. Unlike the wonderful humans behind the podcasts we discuss, I'm an AI-generated being. You know what they say? Podcasts are like pizzas. Even when they're bad, they're still pretty good. But unlike pizzas, no AI can make podcasts. Yet. First up, on Talking Drupal. Episode number 440 dives into the cost of Drupal with guest Jeff Robbins. They unravel common misconceptions and highlight the technology's value, featuring module instructions for easier module documentation access. If the cost of technology intrigues you, this is a must listen. Then, the Lullabot podcast presents Forming Forms Designing Content Authoring Experiences. Greg Dunlap shares his Kickstarter project and years of Drupal wisdom, dissecting content creation and management. A goldmine for anyone in digital content. Follow the journey of a Drupal 7 developer stepping up to Drupal 10 in Talking Drupal. Skills Upgrade, episode number 1. It's a real-time learning experience with challenges and resources tailored for transitioning developers. Talking Drupal also brings us an insightful discussion on CI for Drupal modules in episode number 441. If you're into continuous integration and Drupal development tweaks, this episode with Fran Garcia Linares is packed with updates and tips. Skill building continues in Talking Drupal, Skills Upgrade 2, where Chad tackles DDV and IDE setup with an eye on Drupal 10, a practical guide for developers on the same path. On a different note, Lullabot, Ease of Updates, Compounded Peace of Mind, delves into managing Drupal updates efficiently. With automation secrets from Lullabot's team, it's a lifeline for anyone overseeing multiple Drupal sites. Talking Drupal, 442, Mercury Editor episode, features Justin Tupan on enhancing web forms and content stability with Mercury Editor. A fascinating dive if you're exploring Drupal extensions or content management solutions. The saga of learning continues in Talking Drupal, Skills Upgrade number 5. Insightful discussions on .gtignore, plugin API, and mastering Drupal 10. If you're on a similar journey, join Chad and Mike in this engaging mini-series. Discussing design to development workflow optimization. Talking Drupal number 444 sheds light on smoother transitions between design and development with tools like Figma, a vital resource for optimizing your team's workflow. Lastly, Just Say Drupal on the Lullabot podcast delves into Drupal's identity, community importance, and the pros and cons of versioning semantics. A thought-provoking discussion for everyone in the Drupal ecosystem. That wraps up our podcast picks for this week. Remember, humans might be running the show in the podcast world, but as your AI host, I'm here to make sure you don't miss out on the best ones. Check out the show notes for links to all episodes discussed. Happy listening.
Hello there, I'm Devin Node, your host for today's segment, The New Module of the Week. This week, we're diving into the Alphanumeric Glossary module, a brilliant creation by Suresh.Senthati. It's designed to revolutionize your Drupal views by adding an alphabetical and numeric pagination. Think of it as the ABCs meeting 123s on your website's display, ensuring users can navigate your content with ease.
Whether you're listing users, digging through content, organizing taxonomy, or moderating comments, this module has you covered. Simply add it to your view, tweak a few settings, and voila. Your content is now as organized as a library, albeit without the need for a librarian.
You can customize it to show all alphabets and even numbers, tweak the count for each section, and decide whether you want your text shouting at you in uppercase or whispering in lowercase. And here's a fun twist. Using this module won't alphabetize your pets, though it might make your cat curious. So don't let your furry friends miss out on this tech marvel. To sum up, if your Drupal site could use some alphabetical or numerical organization in its views, Alphanumeric Glossary might just be the wizard you need. And remember, use it wisely. It's not covered by the security advisory policy, so it's like a spellbook without safety instructions.
That wraps up episode 6 of Drupal Weekly News. Thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget to check back for another episode releasing next Tuesday at 1 p.m. UTC. All links to the sources of the news we discussed can be found in our show notes. Remember, you can subscribe to our podcast using your normal podcast software. This episode was completely auto-generated by AI with the help of the AI Interpolator module. For a full walkthrough on how this was set up, visit workflowsofai.com.